Hey, this is Barbecue Bob, and here's our bonus segment and something I think you're going to really like. And this is a time when we like to just throw out a few little tips. And one of the things that I think is really cool for the summer actually works really good in the fall for deer camp, too. It's one of my faves for deer camp. So you can practice up right now so that you can bring these up to deer camp with you and have something quick to throw over the fire. But I'm talking about smoked pork chops. And there's a couple different ways you can do these. You can either buy the whole loin with the bone in, you can get it with the bone out, or you can buy individual pork chops. Now, if you're going to smoke pork chops, you want them cut at least an inch and a quarter to an inch and a half thick, because I said so. There's no real reason to do it any other than that. But what you want to do to prep is take your a good knife blade, and if they've been cut in a butcher shop on a bandsaw, you know, they might not have been scraped. So you might want to take a nice sharp blade and just kind of scrape any bone fragments and marrow off the face of that chop. But then what we like to do is brine them. And it's like a marinade, only there's generally not an acid in a brine. So it's going to be something like sugar and salt. This is a sweeter way to do them. And I'm going to take a half cup of brown sugar and a quarter cup of sea salt, non-iodized salt. And I'm going to throw in a couple bay leaves, maybe crush them up, throw in some garlic crushed. And then maybe about a teaspoon of whole black peppercorn. And I'm going to leave those intact. And I'm going to add those to 4 cups of tap water, just lukewarm tap water. And I'm going to stir it all together and make sure the sugars and salts are dissolved. Then I'm going to throw that in the fridge for about an hour and cool it down so it's nice and cold when you throw your pork chops in there. Then I'm going to get a 2-gallon bag and put all this in a Ziploc bag and squeeze all the air out of it. And I'm going to set that in the fridge for a minimum 12 hours. And a brine is really intended to hydrate, because we're going to smoke these things, and that's a lean cut of meat. So I want to add some extra water to it before I throw it in the smoker. Then I'm going to throw them on the smoker, and I'm going to let them go for a couple of hours at about 250. And you'll know when they're done based on your smoker and the temp you end up with and the thickness of your cut. Just cook them thoroughly. You want to get them up to at least about 145, 150 degrees, and then pull them and let them cool and wrap them up, throw them in a bag or a container, and take them to any location you want. You can throw them on the grill real quick. If you want to throw them on the grill, you can slap some nice garlic EVO on them, or any flavored EVO or plain EVO, and just throw them on the grill for 30, 40 seconds on each side, just to put some marks on them, bring them up to temp, and voila, you've got yourself a nice pork chop. All right, so that's your big tip of the day, and you can do this for about any event. People are going to love them. So that's some smoked pork chops. You've been listening to The Grilling Guys. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy at Twitter. Check us out at thegrillingguys.com. We'll talk to you next week.